want to see something happening in my life. I want to see some changes in my life. You know, they hate me. They say every kind of words against me. And those people who say that, today some of them are not there. Some of them are not there. They already died. But I'm still existing and present God. Although they were saying that I ran crazy, I'm running mad. I was not mad. But I decided to stand in the gap to call upon the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you that, you know, I had grown up an orphan. I had not a father. My father died when I was 6 years old. And actually, I don't have a very good, academic background. Because my father died and I was left with my mother. And I'm only a child of my mother. And I was born with two siblings. Sisters. One of them already died because he denied Christ. But one is living. Is alive today. I did not even able to get dowry for my wife. I can remember my father-in-law was wanted to beat me because I have stayed with her daughter for some years without paying dowries. But I have nothing to pay because nobody was caring about me. Praise the Lord. Can somebody say amen? And my father-in-law asked me a question which is still fresh in my memory. But what kind of a person you are if you cannot pay even one goat for your wife? What kind of a person are you? You know, I bow my head looking down. And I did not have a word to say. But during the night, I sleep in the floor asking God, what can I do? Is this big shameful? And the Lord promised me that, look at me and depend on me. I will help you. Praise the Lord. And I was sent back empty handed without my wife because they detained my wife and I could not go back with them. So in that situation, it was terrible. But when I go back and I did not know what to do, I used to stay in the cave praying the whole day, the whole night. But the Lord blessed us with a white man from South Africa who was working in a certain mine. They are digging gold. When he came to our church, this man gave a tithe of $200, and the Lord blessed me to have something small to carry to my father-in-law as a dowry. So I was able to pay something small. Praise the Lord. Because of prayer. Because prayer can do anything to you. If you don't understand, you may not understand. But I'm here to give you material to help you catch up with God. Because God is available even right now. Is existing right now. Is alive right now. If Jesus was able to cry as a baby, what about you? What about you? You know, some people thinking that the spiritual material coming by laziness, by sitting down, by doing nothing. I want to tell you about the spiritual materials come by interceding, crying, and depending upon God. When people does not care about you, God will care about you. And how God can care about you? When you are depending upon him. When people has decided to abandon you, is where God will show up for you. Praise the Lord. So, prayer bed cannot help you. Prayer table cannot help you. Devotional prayer and prayer and fasting can uplift you. The reason why I'm talking about this is because we have come to church to learn from God. And the church is where I'm calling it the spiritually hospital, where people, they do get treatment. Some people say that I collide with my colleague, I collide with my wife, I cannot go to church because my heart is heavy. I want to tell you that when you come to church, it doesn't matter what has happened there, but when you come to church, you will go back a free person. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God will minister to you, God will touch and resolve your problems. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you know, prayer will transform you, and prayer will change your life. Can somebody say amen? Prayer will let God forgive your sin. Prayer will maintain you into the presence of God. Prayer will give you power and ability to fulfill God's purposes in your life. I did not know exactly what I was created for, because I was thinking that I was created just for the sake of being created. But I came to discover that I was created purposely and have an assignment. And it was not easy to discover my assignment unless I go deep with God. Prayer, I've said that, is asking God. You know, there are some other things that you cannot know and you cannot understand as you walk with God. Because the ways of God are not clearly and smooth. Sometimes it's looking like there's nothing can happen. There's no forward, clear way. It's not the way that, like a road which is going to Kansas City, city center, which whereby you can ride smoothly and see the road and arrive where you are going smoothly. But this walk and this life and this journey need direction of God. As a Christian, sometimes we can be in a state whereby you don't know what to do. People can be in the church, but they don't know what to do. You know, we are taking all the responsibility and handing them over to the pastor. Because we think the pastor is our serviceman. And pastor is not a serviceman, he's a servant of God. Appointed of God by God and called by God to serve you, to minister to you. Praise the Lord. But also, you as a Christian, you have your part in the church. How can you know your part to play or your role to play? Unless you call on God and God will give you assignment in the church. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I've seen some other family suffering, marriage suffering. There's no dialogue in the family. There's no agreement in the family. There's no unity in the family. Marriage is being torn apart because, you know, the devil is working there and people does not know. But if you are a woman or a man of prayer, you will understand, because God will open up your mind and see what is going on. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we may not understand how we have to do some other things. Like somebody was called by God to be somebody, to be a manager. And this man was striving and working very hard to get employment somewhere in a certain industry. And the prophet of God told him that, as I can see, the Lord did not call you to be an employee in a certain company. But the Lord has called you to be a manager. Praise the Lord. And the man did not know exactly. He tried to argue because, you know, as a human being, there are some other things that we cannot understand. The things of God are not understood by our carnality mind. Praise the Lord. So he did not understand. He started to argue there. But the servant of God told him that, give me time. God will prove it. And after 1 year, the Lord talked to this man direct. After he has committed his life in prayer. Praise the Lord. The Lord spoke to him and told him, I called you long time ago to be a manager. To start on your company. Don't depend to be employed somewhere. But I call you to be an employer. Praise the Lord. But he did not understand. Now, prayer will give you ability to understand your position, the things that God has called you for. Praise the Lord. Prayer will uplift you. Prayer will solve the problems in your family. Now somebody say amen. I'm sharing with you according to experience I have. This is my 29th year in the ministry. I'm not ashamed to say this. There's a time my wife, she was wanted to divorce me. And if you would have looked at it, you would have taken it for granted and say that is the human being nature. And he went to, I'm a minister of the gospel, standing on the pulpit. We did not quarrel. But she see as I cannot satisfy him, supply her need. Are you understanding me? I love my wife so much. And God gave her to me through prayer. But at a certain time, the devil interfered. And the devil was wanted to separate us so that he can weaken me. I did not know that. But because he went to Mombasa, from Nairobi to Mombasa is about 600 kilometers. And we did not lack anything, but she decided to go to Mombasa because she wanted to live alone and enjoy his life. She was telling other people that he don't want to live a life of crying every day and calling on God every day. Yeah. That's true. He's tired. She's tired. And I know many people, they are passing that through. Mm-hmm. Yes. And he left. He left me with the children in the house. And that time I can remember, we were fasting 3 days. And I went to the church. And I was breaking my fasting in the morning. So I went to the church, praying there half of the night. Then I come back in the morning early, rushing to get a cup of tea so that I can quench my thirst. But when I arrived home, I did not find her. She was already left. But I did not know by that time. I came to know later. Somebody say amen. So she went to Mombasa. I tried to call her phone, but she did not respond. She responded after 3 days. And she told me that I am in Mombasa. What are you doing there? You know, I decided I don't want to live with you because I don't want problem. I want to enjoy my life. Then I said, okay, you want to enjoy your life? Oh, all right, that's not bad. Why? And she did not have a proper reason. Then the Lord spoke to me that it's the devil as interfering with your marriage. I know some of us here, we have some problems, but we cannot talk to anybody. Even some people cannot talk to pastor because they fear that they want to cover their name. Somebody say amen. Now, I say, the devil, you will see me. You will see me. The following day, I jump into prayer for 7 days. I call upon the name of the Lord. 7 days. She did not want to talk to me again. I tried to call her. Sometimes the phone would call, call, calling, 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 but nobody picked up the phone. Then I pray for 7 days. Then after 7 days passed, 2 days, she called me back. And he called me honey. Of course, that is how we call each other, Annie. Yeah, yeah. It's my Annie. I don't know yours. Praise the Lord. He told me, Annie, I want to come back. I said, surely? Really? She told me that I mean what I'm saying. I want to come back. Send me some money. Then, in Kenya, we have what we call M-Pesa. I think you saw it. Okay. I send her 2,000 Kenya money. And after 2 days, she came back. Praise the Lord. And I know the Lord is in operation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, prayer can solve any problem in your life, in your family, that cannot be solved by anybody. Prayer can elevate you. I have a friend. We used to work together. I preached to him and he got saved when I was in Tanzania. And he was a manager. And he was sacked. He was sacked. Now, I told him that, man of God, a man of God, we have to pray. And God will help us. Because prayer solving many problems, if you don't know. And actually, he was very young in Christ. He did not know exactly how to pray. But I taught him how to pray. And we started praying every day. We are meeting together in his house, in my house, we are meeting together and praying. He was shocked. But after 2 weeks, he received a letter that they want to restore him to his work. They did a mistake. Praise the Lord. Prayer can change everything that cannot be changed by our mind. Prayer can uplift you wherever you are to somewhere else. Because prayer bring power and the word bring knowledge. Can somebody say amen? Prayer bring power and the word bring knowledge. Are you getting me? If you are to have a spiritual power and ability to be able to control your life and live a better life that God has called you to live, you better understand what I'm talking about. God did not call us to be a mere people, but you can be a mere person if you don't understand. Your life is in your heart. You are the person to control your life. You yourself. You are the manager of your life. And how can you manage your life? I want to tell you, prayer will help you. Amen. Can somebody say amen? Amen? Number one, you have to determine. Number one, you have to. Number two, you have to be a man or a woman of faith. Because anything concerning anything without faith is sin. And useless. You can be Christian, good Christian, attending church every Sunday, doing good and greeting people, having smile faith, but you don't advance in the spirit. And today, God made well, men and women of God who are giant in faith, who can change the world, who can reach people, who can turn around the community. Not just an ordinary people, the church attendee. No, God has a purpose in our life. Can somebody say amen? I know that every day you read the word of God, that is good. I praise that, and the Lord may bless you. But add more, and that more is prayer. Jesus knew very well that he's living in a miserable world, the world full of problems. You know, the devil is here. The devil was thrown from heaven to this place. Are you understanding that? And the devil is here. How can you manage your life without having power? How can you? You cannot. That's why some people, they are back and forth in faith. Because they are not firm, because they don't have power. Prayer will give you power and ability. Praise the Lord. As I am saying that, arise into your spiritual authority and power to occupy your position in God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. I read the book of Hebrews. Praise the Lord. The book of Hebrews. That during the day of Jesus, he called upon God in cries and tears. I want to leave you this. Go and do a research for these five things. Prayer, bed prayer, table prayer, devotional prayer, awakening of prayer, and prayer and fasting. And later, you'll praise God and thank God. I want to ask you if we can stand on our feet. And I will call Pastor to come over. Allow me to sing one song as I'm winding up. The song says that Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great in might.